Canto Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Third Son's a Charm by Shayna Galen, narrated by Victoria Aston. 1. London, 1816. Ewan Mostyn, third son of the Earl of Pembroke, prowled the main room of Langley's gaming hell like a golden-maned lion stalked the savannah. Ewan moved through the ornate room with its red and black damask walls, gilded mouldings and glittering chandeliers as though he owned it. He had a share in the club, so his proprietary air was not wholly without merit. The illusion that he belonged among such opulence and fragility was somewhat less warranted. As his feet sank into the scarlet rugs, his gaze passed over the club's dealers, men who straightened at his mere glance. Then he nodded to the courtesans, bold women whose eyes dipped nevertheless when they met his. Finally, he studied the patrons. Even these wealthy, powerful men studiously avoided garnering his attention. Unless they were idiots, like the two men Ewan approached now. Charles Langley had politely ordered the anemic son of the Duke of Suffolk out of the club. The pup's debts were mounting, and his frequent bouts of inebriation were becoming tiresome. But since the lad had not taken his leave, he had become Ewan's problem. Ewan did not like problems.
"She's mine for the night," Suffolk's son said loudly, poking another man in the chest and hauling a painted tart.